If you passed Rafael Sadiq on the street, you might wonder whether you've stepped back in time. He wears his suits, tightly fitted, skinny black ties, and thick black framed glasses. He makes music that almost seems like it's from another era, and it's for this and many other reasons that Rafael Sadiq is increasingly seen as the standard bearer of old school American R&B. This is Heart Attack. It's the opening track off Rafael Sadiq's new album, Stone Rollin'. He's been around a long time, since the 1980s, when he toured with Prince and sang in the R&B trio Tony, Tony, Tony. On this new record, Rafael Sadiq not only sings, but he also plays a lot of the instruments. Mellotron, keys, guitar, percussion, and bass. How you did that, Rafael Sadiq, I have no idea. welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
I'm looking at your album cover, and it's amazing. It looks like a photo of you performing in front of this very groovy, beatnik crowd in the 1960s at some very cool place. Obviously not taken in the 1960s. I'm hearing this track, Heart Attack, and I'm thinking, wow, I mean, you really captured this moment, a sound. How do you describe your music?
I call it, like, global soul rock and roll. You know, it's a sound that invites you to a lot of fun, a lot of singing, and a lot of great music. And it's just, I like to say I'm moving forward, even though it feels vintage and it feels like from a different era. I like to think like an athlete, you know. Great athletes study great athletes, and I just sell the shot differently.
Mm. I've seen you describe your sound as gospel-delic, which I guess is sort of a hybrid of gospel and psychedelic.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I was always, you know, fighting to come up with something because I knew it was sort of hard for, like, journalists to figure out what I was doing. So they would put me in this category, like, neo-soul or new soul.
Right.
I never really want to have a new soul. So, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to come up with something. Gospel delic. It's like gospel is the truth and delic is like psychedelic, like Jimi Hendrix and, you know, funkadelic. I was like, I'm going to find something, you know.
All right, let's hear some gospel-delic. This track is called Daydreams.
Have you ever wanted to buy someone you love something but you couldn't afford it? But you just bought it anyway. You know how that go. Yes, I'm living on daydreams. Don't buy me something I can't afford.
I think I'm hearing Jimi Hendrix in church on Sunday here.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, but it's the more of the storytelling, it was more like a Elvis and a Johnny Cash.
Yeah, thing. That's what it is.
You know,
that's
Johnny
better,
Cash
yeah.
would tell a real deep voice story, though, like, you know, everybody.
What's the story you're telling?
I'm just telling a story about, you know, living in a place like Los Angeles, and you go shopping, and the sun comes out, and you just buy everything because the sun is out. It's a beautiful day. You want to buy your girl everything, and you know you shouldn't be buying it. You can't afford it, but you just buy it anyway because the sun is out.
Yeah, but you have those days every day, so presumably you're buying stuff every day.
Yeah, that's why I'm broke. Exactly.
When the sun goes out, I find myself spending money on foolish necessities. This woman I got is worth a lot for me. She sure hit the spot. Nothing more special than bringing them gifts to you. Ooh, I'm living on daydreams. I'm gonna buy me something I can't afford.
I guess for people who don't know your music, it's often called old school R&B, and I've read that you actually hate that term, old school.
No, I don't mind old
You don't
school.
Mind it?
No, I don't mind old school, but Isaac Hayes told me once there's no such thing as old school. Either you went to school or you didn't, you know? So,
right.
So I just think, you know, I was trying to always figure it out, and like I said earlier, it's like, you know, when you look at athletes, they have fundamentals, you know, so they go back, you know, Kobe will go back and watch a Magic Johnson or LeBron will go watch a Michael Jordan or...
Right. You would hope they do.
They do. They have to because it's all footwork. And I feel with music, it's all footwork. And you just have to sell the shot a different way. And I just believe I just took from the greats. And if you want to be like the greats, you learn from the greats.
I mean,
you like an amateur.
You are channeling 1960s era Stevie Wonder and Chuck Berry and Little Walter on this record.
Yeah. Those are some of my favorite guys. You know, I wake up in the morning, you know, to Little Walter sometime. And everybody's like, are you paying homage? I say, man, I've been paying homage to everything my whole life. That's great.
I met this girl in radio. Said her signal was low. She wasn't getting my sound. She kept the volume down. I told her turn up the bass, bass. And then she kissed me in my face. I told her I had a girl that meant the world to me.
I love this song. I can't believe this is a new song. It's incredible. You've had so much success with your sound. I mean, Grammys and album sales and stuff. But, I mean, it is a kind of unusual for an American artist. I mean, we're hearing that classic R&B sound in the UK. You know, Amy Winehouse and Joss Stone and Duffy and Adele. Why do you think there aren't more American artists who are channeling the sound that you're going after?
You know, I don't know. It's weird. I guess because, you know, all the Brits lived this. They dressed like this, you know, year round, even when the music wasn't popular before Amy did it. You know, I think it's something in the air right now.
And it's not just a sound. I mean, it's a, as you say, it's a look. It's a whole package, right?
It's just a way of life. You know, it's just, if you love great things, man, this is some of the greatest music ever made, you know. See, that girl is so bad. She's gonna smoke it and make you gay.
My guest is R&B singer Rafael Sadiq. His new record's called Stone Rollin'. Sort of hidden, I guess, within these songs, really beautiful songs on this record, are messages, especially in the song The Answer. Can you tell me what that song's about?
Well, The Answer's a song about, you know, a kid trying to get the answers from people when he's in the music industry. You know, contracts, lawyers, accountants, and you never get the answers. And it was this line that people said a lot, you know, like, the game is to be sold and not be told. And I said, you know, when somebody gets in the business, you should give them the answers. And I was just sort of talking to the kids and giving them a foresight on how my career was and how my life was growing up in the Bay Area. And just something people could read into, and I believe people will have that experience wherever they're from. Some people ask me, how was the life for me growing up in a dark, pretty city? It was scary, but life was good.
I feel there's a political edge to this record. Is that true?
There's a little hidden political, you know, aspect. It's not that deep that you can see it, but a lot of it is about, you know, like, you know, I have a song called Go to Hell, but it's actually saying, let love bring us together. For the most part, we don't control politics. Politics are like a pile of tricks, you know, that's what it's about. And we just have to, you know, live in this world the best that we can and read the cartoon section sometime before we read the hard news. And you know, put a little bit of Bob Marley in.
I hear you on that one. Politics is a pile of tricks is my next bumper sticker. That's great, and I'll send you the royalties. I know that that Prince was a huge influence on you. I mean, he basically plucked you from obscurity when you were a kid, and you were touring with Prince and Sheila E. Who gets you excited today? Who's making music that just blows you away?
You know, it's this group that I like called Little Dragon. I like Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons. They've been on this program. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like them because I like groups that really take chances in a commercial world and then breakthrough. It's like the most incredible thing to get me, like, excited.
That's R&B singer Rafael Sadiq. His new record is out now. It's called Stone Rollin'. Rafael, thank you so much for coming
thank
and joining
so
us.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. It's called Weekends and All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great week.